Chapter 2. The Birds Attack. Suddenly, a frightened cry came from the children's bedroom. Quickly, Nat lit a candle and ran to their room. He opened the door, but his candle went out, and he heard wings beating around him in the darkness. The window was open, and birds were flying into the bedroom, hitting the walls and the ceiling, and then turning to the children in their beds. Quickly, Nat pushed the children, Jill and Johnny, from the room and closed the door after them. Now, he was alone with the birds. He took a blanket from the bed and used it as a weapon, swinging it in the air right and left. He heard bodies fall, but the birds attacked again and again. To protect himself, Nat put the blanket round his head and hit at the birds with his hands. He didn't know how long he fought like this, but finally, the beating of wings around him got less and then stopped. Carefully, he took the blanket from his head, and in the cold morning light, he saw dead birds on the floor. He was surprised because they were all birds that usually stayed in their territory. There were more than 50 of them. Some had lost their feathers in the fight. Others had blood, Nat's blood, on their beaks. Feeling ill, Nat went to the window and looked out towards the fields. There was no sign of the birds. He closed the window and the door and returned to his own bedroom. Helen was sitting in bed, with Jill next to her, and little Johnny was asleep in her arms, his face bandaged. "Something cut him," she whispered. "There was blood on his face. Jill said it was the birds. They were in the room and they were pecking his face." Helen looked scared. Nat didn't want her to know that he was also shaken by what had just happened. "There are lots of dead birds in the children's bedroom," he said. "More than 50 of them. It's the weather. They must have gone crazy because of the cold. I'll go and make a cup of tea. It will calm us down." Down in the kitchen, everything was in order, and Nat felt calmer. He put on the kettle, and then he opened the back door and looked out. The sky looked grey, and it was very cold outside. He had never known such a sudden change in the weather before. The children came down for breakfast a little while later. "I hope the birds won't come back," said Jill. "Perhaps if we put bread out for them, they'll eat that and fly away." Nat walked with her to the school bus and then decided to go to Trigg's farm to see if they had also had trouble with the birds. But everything looked normal. Mrs. Trigg, the farmer's wife, was in the kitchen, baking and listening to the radio.
"No, we didn't see any birds," she said when he asked her. "We only heard the howling wind outside. They say it's coming from Russia or the Arctic Circle. It was a terrible storm, though."
If Nat hadn't seen all the dead birds on the children's floor, he might have thought that he had imagined it. He walked home and found Helen in the kitchen with little Johnny.
"Could you go upstairs and get rid of those dead birds?" she asked. "I'm too scared to go into the room, and I need to make the children's beds."
"Okay," Nat replied. He went up to the bedroom and put all the dead birds into a sack. He wanted to dig a hole in the garden and put them there.
but the ground was too hard, so he decided to take them to the beach and bury them there.